Really?
Anything around 30 is the worst.
She said she's been getting great internet.
Really good. Really fast.
And I've been getting uninterrupted internet.
Yeah, I've never had a problem with the internet in the house.
Again, you haven't, you don't, you're not on it all day like I am. Trust me.
Thank God. I've had
problems before.
Thank God I'm not. Make me a deal and make it good for me. I won't get full of myself, so I can't afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away. Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, and joining me in the rock room across the table for a special day after Valentine's Day episode, please welcome my lovely and bossy wife, Pilar Alessandra.
Hello, everybody.
Did you see how I slipped bossy in there?
Yeah. Clearly, they don't know how bossy you are when you're setting up. Don't put your phone there. Unplug.
And where's your phone? Where was your phone? Murray, it was already on the table.
Are you sure it really buzzes?
It does buzz.
Okay.
I mean, I think if you set it on top of there,
okay, I'm gonna
it
do
might
that.
Not buzz. Just where are you going
to
put that?
Can I put it to over here?
I guess.
This is what I mean.
Okay, listen, let's listen. All right, I think that's working. I don't hear a buzz. Did you hear a buzz?
No.
All right. Is the temperature okay for you? Because I know you were complaining about it 2 seconds ago.
It's very nice. Thank you.
Before we start, we also have someone not on microphone, but sitting in and watching.
And drinking wine
and
with
drinking
me.
Wine.
She's keeping me company.
Drinking wine.
Yeah. Hi, Carrie.
Carrie Scott. Carrie Scott's been on, been in the room quite a few times during her stay with us. And that's fine by me.
People are going to think that if somebody's here and they stay, that there's a hostage situation going on where they're supposed to podcast. They can't leave their apartment unless they podcast.
No one has to podcast.
Maybe.
No
Maybe
one has to.
That's what you say.
It's only if you want to. I mean, I want you to. I want people to.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not a prerequisite to be here.
Isn't it?
I'm not going to be recording with Jim Schultz when
but
he's here.
But you have every time he's been here.
Right, but this time I don't have enough time, so I can't do it.
Okay.
Rita doesn't get on mic much, and she's here a lot.
Well, that's true, but she's not staying up in the guest apartment.
That's true, too.
She ain't no guest.
Well, she sure acts like she's a guest.
All right,
so this is a Valentine's Day episode,
yep.
But it's the day after Valentine's Day, because Valentine's Day is on a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to drop on a Thursday. Now, sure, I could drop it the week before, but I have a schedule that's already mapped out.
Of course.
So I cannot do
of
it.
Of course.
I can't do it. You know about schedules.
And what do you think we did on Valentine's Day since we're actually recording this in January? Like, going to the future. I got my big heart-shaped box of chocolates like I always do,
you
right?
You still want that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Pilar gets a 6 pound.
It's not 6 pounds.
You don't.
Puts 6 pounds
on
me.
Normally 6 pounds.
It is not.
Okay, you get a heart-shaped box of chocolates.
Right.
And a card.
Yes, because.
That's what you want.
Yeah, it's what I want, because for a while when we got married, Pat would give me, you know, roses and cut flowers and all this stuff. And I finally just went, dude, I really hate cut flowers.
I hate cut flowers. When I tell women that at the store when they buy flowers, I go, oh yeah, my wife's not a fan of cut flowers. They look at me like you're like the devil.
No,
like,
I don't like them because, first of all, they're cut, so they're not living anymore. But secondly, then they you have to get water for them, you have to arrange them, then they die and they smell and, you know, so I don't know. I don't see the appeal. So I finally just looked at Pat and was like, I would really like a heart-shaped box of chocolates, because I have never received that in my life. And now I get it every year. It's awesome.
For you, it's like when we have a barbecue and someone brings an uncut watermelon.
Right.
It says, oh, I brought this. It's like, oh.
That's your...
It's great. Thanks.
It's
now I'll go do all the work.
The bane of your existence. Yeah. Right, exactly.
I'll go do all the work now. I'll go cut this up. Thanks.
Right.
It's big of you. What did you just... did you get it down the street before you got here? Okay, you and Carrie are drinking red wine. It's called Vega Escal. Am I saying that right? Okay, and then I'm going to drink this. Hold on. I can't. Oh, my fingers.
Ooh. Nice.
Now, I wonder if people think that's a beer. It's not. I only drink beer out of a bottle. I would never drink beer out of a can.
like a...
Because you're so classy.
Like a vagrant.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is a classy drink. This is the Sammy Beach Bar cocktail. What's it called? This one's called, Tangerine Dream. All right. So I'm going to pour that in my glass.
And it's that's what comes in the... very nice. Wow.
This is a high-class microphone.
It does sound bubbly and refreshing. And a little wine coolery.
No, hold on a second. There's a little on the rim.
All right. Okay, we didn't need that.
Oh, it tastes like a dreamsicle. No, it tastes like an orange dreamsicle. Do you want to try it?
No.
Okay, let me taste it. When Carrie and I recorded with Wes Anthony last week, I took hits out of the bottle of Bob Dylan whiskey.
Really? Like you drank out of the bottle?
I did.
Wow. You're tough.
I did it so I wouldn't have to take Wes home. Then I could say, I think I'm too drunk to take Wes home.
Poor Carrie. She had to do it. Aw. No.
That's how my mom tastes stuff. This is how my mom tastes stuff.
Yeah. We already heard it was gross. No. Yeah. Really
and then she
gross.
Says, hey, that's good.
Right. She likes the limoncello.
Yeah, she does. You know, this I had this before and I don't know. It tastes a little weak. Really? It tastes a little weak tasting.
What do you want to? It's because you've been swigging whiskey from a bottle.
I don't know. We don't have anything. There's nothing really for me to drink. There's no mixer or anything. Okay, back to Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So,
thank God.
If you could have your dream Valentine's Day.
Day.
First of all, I know it would be by yourself, but if it could be with me, what would it be?
Okay, now you made it difficult. So it's with you.
It has to be with me.
I liked what we did today. We went for a
We're done. Happy Valentine's Day.
We went
Day.
For a really long walk.
Yeah.
And we stopped in goofy stores that we hadn't seen before and restaurants that we hadn't seen before. And like looked at menu.
We stopped in a restaurant, told them we were going to eat there. We sat down, ordered drinks, and then we go, let's not eat here.
I wasn't as hungry as I thought. No. But I love, when you and I just go for walks in a neighborhood and explore or whatever. I know it sounds goofy, but I always like that. It's just... That's what I like.
All right. Carrie walked up these Calabasas steps today. There were 375 steps. 336?
76. 376. Get it right.
Now, you said you didn't think you could even walk up them.
No.
She went up and down five times.
Carrie has become my hero. Carrie, I don't know if you know this because she said it to you, but you weren't paying attention. She walked from Portugal to Spain, 12 miles a day.
Who did this?
Carrie, who's right over there.
I said that on purpose.
For like 10 days, right? 10 days?
But it wasn't 12 miles. I think maybe it was. Yeah, it was close.
12 miles, 10 days. Right. So 120 miles she did that.
She's not Diana Nyad. She just did some walking.
I mean, come on. She walked from one country to another country.
Don't have to train to walk. Forrest Gump ran across the country for like years, grew a beard.
She does.
Carrie didn't grow a beard.
Carrie does all these cool
things.
Unless
you're growing a beard, you're not doing a lot.
Oh, good Lord.
No, Carrie's been, she does a lot of stuff.
She does. She does all these cool adventure things, and I want to be just like her.
All right. On Valentine's Day proper, are you working?
Oh, probably. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And I'm sure you are too.
Okay. So happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's
today.
Day.
All right. Here. Cheers.
Cheers.
Here we go.
Woo. Ooh,
sounded like two plastic cups at a frat party. All right. So today, what's up? What are you going to say?
Go ahead.
You didn't ask me what my Valentine's Day
would be. Honey, what's your favorite? What would be your perfect? It's a girl's holiday. What's your perfect Valentine's Day?
I would like a partner that asks me what I would like to do on Valentine's Day. That's what I would like. That's what would make my day.
Maybe your dream will come true.
Maybe it will. All right.
I know what your perfect day is. Your perfect day is like, I'm going to go to CD Trader.
I did that today.
I'm going to go to Coffee Bean. Like every,
I did that today.
Every day your office, your perfect day.
Does it involve pizza?
Because
I did that today also.
Like,
cheers to me.
You make your dreams come true every day. Like you just do the things you like. So I assume that's what Valentine's Day would be too.
Sure. It's like we're writing an essay in fifth grade. What Valentine's Day means to me. probably want to watch something stupid on TV too.
Right, exactly. And we do that.
Yeah,
right?
Maybe tonight we'll watch something stupid.
Okay, deal.
I'm trying to think. Oh, I'd like to watch that on Netflix. I'd like to watch that We Are the World documentary. As long as it doesn't focus too much on Michael Jackson, the guy who wrote the song. Oh. Hopefully they won't include him much. No, the real reason I want to watch it is because Dan Aykroyd was there that night, mm-hmm. and I'm pretty sure he climbed in a window.
Oh.
There's no way he was invited. Why would he be invited?
I don't know.
Because the Blues Brothers?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they didn't invite the Blues Brothers. They invited Dan Aykroyd showed up as himself, out of costume.
Was John Belushi alive?
I don't think so. No, he's dead.
That's why they didn't invite him.
But why would you invite Elwood Blues solo, out of costume?
Oh, my God, Pat. I don't know.
The guy who doesn't even sing in the Blues Brothers.
I have no answers to these questions. We will find out on the documentary.
Also, someone tweeted today, they cannot believe Smokey Robinson was there and they didn't offer him one of the solos.
That's true.
It's pretty weak.
That's true.
All right. Yeah. It's not racist because Quincy Jones, Michael Jackson, and Lionel Richie are all people of color. So you would think they see Smokey Robinson's beautiful eyes, they bring him over to the mic.
They all had big hits at the time.
All right.
It was
a legend.
It was he's a legend, but it was sort of who was popular at the time.
And that's true.
The kids were listening. Like us.
What a great
way to
What about this? What a great way to introduce Smokey Robinson to the kids than to have his voice on this big hit song for charity.
Well, then there was the Big Chill too, which kind of brought back all the Motown sound.
Yeah, the Miracles music. Yeah,
and because it brought back the Motown sound, tell me if my order of events is wrong. Wouldn't that be why?
Wrong. go ahead.
Wouldn't the Big Chill bringing back the Motown sound have made everybody watch that Motown special where Michael Jackson moonwalked for the first time?
Possibly.
Uh-huh.
Possibly.
Yes.
All right. Enough said.
Okay.
All right. Today's topic.
All right.
We're doing your half of the songs are breakup songs.
Well, this is, can I explain why?
Maybe you're trying to tell me something.
No, it's because Pat said, let's find our favorite love songs. And I was like, all my favorite songs
are... You were like, P.U., it's a seagull, stinkeroo.
No, all my favorite songs are sad and dark. And they're not always love songs. And Pat said, well, why don't you do breakup songs? And I'll do love songs. So that's what we're doing. Is that not right?
That is correct.
Okay.
I poured the whole can in my glass because now I just realized this is going to be a long show.
Yeah.
Take a sip.
Yeah.
And when I say sip, I mean swig.
Do you ever like get to the music on this show? Because wow.
This is the part of the show that people, I assume, fast forward. they just drag the little thing across until they hear like, bah, 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 bah. I mean, oh, that's music. And
right. That's probably it.
I think this is the fun part of the show.
It's your show, whatever you think.
This might be my favorite part of the show, the up top part that annoys everyone else, because I don't mind annoying people.
That is true.
All right, let me see. Out of all the songs you picked today,
mm-hmm.
I had to buy two, although one of them I wouldn't have had to buy, except I didn't feel like loading the CD in because I just didn't feel like it.
Okay.
So I just bought a song from the CD that I already own.
Okay.
And that's it.
All right. I don't know the moral of that story, but all right.
The moral of the story is I have a lot of music and a song you wanted I did not own. But now I own it.
Stump the Pat. I like that, actually.
Is that the only one? No, there were two I had to buy. There were three I had to buy.
You can tell me as we go. As
I will.
We
maybe you could guess. Maybe
get
you
rolling
could go,
on this. No, because...
Why? What's your hurry? What's your hurry?
I don't know.
What do you have to do?
I live in...
It's 7:40 at night. What do you have to do?
I live in fear of like... I don't...
Of what?
Of being boring.
Oh, people can turn it off if they're bored or fast forward. That's the beauty of a podcast. If you were listening to the radio right now, you might turn it off because there's no fast forward option.
Okay.
But people can just turn off.
All right.
All right. Never listen again.
Okay.
All right. So you're a lady.
I am a lady.
Well, you're a woman. I don't know if you're
I'm a woman. I ain't no lady.
I know. So you can, I'm going to let you go first. I defer to you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she's not even ready.
No, I'm getting my little list out here.
This is like Murray 2.0.
Okay. Well, I think we should just start with... this one.
All right, you have to introduce it. You just can't point to it.
Well, I thought it would be fun to go, this one, and
then
we
I
know.
And then I just play it?
Yeah, well, this will be fun. This one.
So you're going to talk about it after the fact?
Oh, my God. You ruined everything.
I'm asking you. I'm asking you.
All right. I thought it would be fun to...
Okay. All right. All right. All right. Here we go. Say it again. Let's go ahead. Cue it up again the way you did it. What's your first song?
Oh, considering that they're breakup songs, I thought it would be fun to start with this one.
All right. It's a little lag time.
That ruins it. This one. What's happening? Isn't this a music podcast?
It's not playing at all.
It's not playing the music?
Nope.
No. Have I broken it with my mind?
Maybe.
Again? That's what I heard in my ears.
This one.
This one. Oh, no.
This one.
Pat.
I don't know what's happening.
What? It's a music podcast where you can't play the music?
No. It's just like not playing. It's just refusing.
Should we go to another song? See if it plays that?
No, hold on.
That's really weird.
It's very strange.
Oh. Carrie, you should know that there is a history of me breaking things with my mind. I have a superpower that is completely useless because it only goes and breaks technology. Although, during the nuclear war, I think I might be handy then. But other than that, I can walk in a room and things freeze. Back in the day, the old days, printers would just break down. It was very weird. Pat did a show once at UCB, And I sat there by myself because I was the wife, you know, as they were setting up tech. And then everything just shut down. And somebody who actually knows me went, Pilar, can you leave? And I left and came right back up. Magical and destructive.
Yeah, I just don't know why the song's not playing.
I don't know.
Let's try something here.
Can we just try another song just to see?
The song is like moving now. Let me see why it's, if I can get it.
Do you think it'll start blasting in our ears?
I don't know. Hold on.
Oh, there we go. I heard it.
Okay, so for this.
Yes.
Do you want me to cut out all that stuff about you having a superpower? Or should we go right?
I don't care.
Okay. Well, the music's playing now.
Okay.
Let's try again.
All right.
Hold on.
Okay.
I don't know why it's working now. It just is.
Oh. So, because this is all about breakups, I thought it would be fun to start with this one. Such a great song.
That's the one I had to purchase.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't, it sounds like a weird recording, a weird version of it. It doesn't sound that clear.
It doesn't sound clear at all, but every one I went to buy had the same, what do I want to say, same time. So I just thought they were all the same.
Oh.
They were all like 2 minutes and 37 seconds. So I just...
I think that was more of a live version or something like that.
I think it was too.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Tell me what you like about that song.
Well, one thing I did find was when I was looking for breakup songs that I liked, it's a lot of them are about, hey, let's break up. Not like, oh, I feel so bad that we broke up. It's a lot of like throwing people out of the house kind of songs. And I just love that song. It's just great. It just like puts it right out there. Hit the road, Jack, you know, mm-hmm. And it's just a great song. And it's
Ray Charles.
It's Ray Charles. It just stays with you. I love it.
Ray Charles from We Are the World.
Ah, it all goes back.
Yeah, it all comes back, right?
Full circle.
Wonder how many, you know what's funny?
What?
My first artist is also on the recording of We Are the World.
Really?
Yeah.
Get out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Who is it?
It's Mr. William Joel.
Ah.
Who I just found out is not Italian.
He's Jewish, right?
Right. You told me. We had this whole discussion the other day.
I said that he was Jewish.
And I said, he is not Jewish. He's Italian. No. He wrote that song about the restaurant where they had the bottle of red and the white.
Because it's an Italian restaurant doesn't mean he's Italian.
Why didn't he sing about a deli then, if he's Jewish?
Don't make Jewish jokes. He's from New York. It's kind of, when you're from New York, you're just kind of all those things.
You're Italian and Jewish?
By proxy. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Like he could have sang a song about a bagel.
You should just play the song. This is a love song.
It is.
She's got a way about her.
I know. I knew a woman don't like this
know
once.
What it is.
Forget what her name
is. I know that I can't live without her.
She was nice.
She's got a way of pleasing. I don't know why it is, but there doesn't have to be a reason.
Do you like that song?
I do. Of course.
All right.
He's
that was also a live song, too. That's from Songs in the Attic. So that was a live version of that song. But that was the popular version of the song also.
Are you excited about his new song coming out?
Yeah, I will be if it's good. I'll tell you what I'm not excited about is his whole career as a singer-songwriter. He has had sole writing credit on every one of his songs on every single album except one song called Code of Silence, who he co-wrote with Cyndi Lauper, who is also on We Are the World.
Oh, we need like a sting every time you say this.
We are the world sting. So this new song is him and I think three other people. Huh. I'm a little skeptical about that.
Oh, boy.
So we'll see. It drops on February 1st, I guess 15 days ago. So hopefully it's good. Hopefully it's good. I hope you are all enjoying the new Billy Joel song.
Are you going to do a Billy Joel episode and
I've
then like
Billy
culminate
Joel
in that one? No?
I reached out to publicists to try to get him to come on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So far, nothing.
Got it.
But that doesn't stop me.
I know.
I continue.
I do know that, yeah.
I'm coughing. Okay, what's your second tune?
The second tune is It's Too Late by Carole King, which is like the epitome of a breakup song,
yeah,
right? Because
it's
so grown up. It's so mature. I had a revelation as I was picking this.
Oh boy.
Can I tell you about my theory without you interrupting?
Well, that's different. Now you can tell about the theory, but me not interrupting might be
because you know me, like sometimes I get on a train of thought and then if it's interrupted, then I can't remember anything because my brain is zap.
I just want to check something out. Okay, so the song came out in 1971, and she was born in 42, so she was 29.
Yeah.
She was very young when she wrote this.
But very mature. So.
Okay, so I'm going to let you talk. Matter of fact, I'm going to turn my microphone off.
No, don't. Please, Pat, don't. Technically, we can't afford to.
Okay, so anyone.
Oh, stop. All right, so. No, please put it back on. It feels weird. Put it back on. You're so annoying.
Back on.
God.
Hold on a second. Check.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Okay.
It's on.
So, well, it occurred to me that she's written really classic songs about every stage in a relationship. So the first one is like, I feel the earth move under my feet, right? Like she's really attracted to this guy and it's that feeling that you have. And then they're going to get into an actual relationship, but you can kind of see what's ahead. So she's like, will you still love me tomorrow? And I guess this guy says, yeah, I will, you know, and now they're in the relationship and then they have some like crazy sex or something because he makes her feel like a natural woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh no, he's so far away, Pat. He's so far away. And then finally, this song.
Okay. And these are all songs on Tapestry.
Right.
So maybe the whole Tapestry tells the story of one relationship.
And she's probably, I'm probably like discovering something
that everybody out there knows.
Is going like, yeah. Duh, she's probably talked about it.
A million times.
But for me, like, I didn't
You're discovering it right now.
I am discovering it. Like, I think I've made this up.
in my mind.
That's what's great about music. You can discover things, you know, down the road, long after the album's released.
Well, we got somebody else here. Carrie, did you already know that about Tapestry? She shook her head in the negative.
Oh, Carrie's still awake. Also, this is Fela's favorite album.
It is.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we just stopped trying.
So sad.
It is. It is. But it's so thoughtful. You know? It's so thoughtful. It's so mature. You kind of feel like, all right, they'll be friends. Yeah. She's moving on in her life.
I'm looking at the cover of Tapestry, and her hair looks like your hair looks when you get out of the shower.
I wish it looked that good when I got out of the shower.
There's a cat on the cover, too. So that would be Fela.
I know.
You should reenact that photo.
Oh, my God. Oh, you know, we should. That would be really funny.
Yeah.
But I want you to be Carole King.
No.
yeah. So, they all know about, like, Fela's obsession with Carole King and
I don't know if
female
I've talked
artists
about
and stuff. No?
When she had her tail injury, to calm her down, I would be out on the couch and I had to put this album on and let it just play on a loop. You started it.
I started it because...
And then I had to continue to do it. And I didn't mind it. I can listen to the same thing over and over and over again like a crazy person.
Well, she every time I play the piano and sing, she comes to my side. She's the only person who likes me playing the piano and singing. And I realized she likes female artists.
Yeah,
so
she does.
So when she was going through all that and was being bananas, I was like trying all these female artists. And she would calm down for a little bit. But Carole King, this was the one that would just make her chill out.
Yeah, the whole entire album, start to finish.
Yes, yes. And we did. We'd have it on
just on a
morning
loop
tonight.
Just on a loop. Well, you already told the whole story of all the songs on Tapestry.
Oh.
And so I picked one of the ones you said.
What?
Just to go head to head with your song. So here it is.
I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down. I feel my heart start to tremble and whenever you're around. Oh, baby, when I see your face, mellow as the month of
all the wine's kicking in.
Oh, yeah.
Even Rita likes these songs. She likes this album.
Yeah, well, a lot of her, you know, her favorite artists are clearly influenced by Carole King. Who isn't influenced by Carole King?
Ozzy Osbourne.
I bet
he might be.
He
might be. He's right up there on my shelf.
Oh, no. With those little blockhead things that you get?
So I got a Funko Rocks figure of Ozzy Osbourne.
Jesus.
And I showed it to Pilar and I said, who is this? And she goes, it's stupid. So she really went all out with the guest.
Funko, whatever. This guy.
Funko Pop.
And I may have ranted about this on the podcast.
No, you have.
Okay. He's just laughing all the way to the bank every day. He's like, I put clothes on a block and like hair and I am making so much money. And people still buy this. It's just clothes and a block and hair.
Are you telling me those two over there don't look like Freddie Mercury and Cyndi Lauper?
No, they look like clothes and a block and a hair with a mustache.
No. Cyndi Lauper doesn't have a mustache.
And red hair and her, you know, foofy dress. Come on. If you didn't see the name behind them, you wouldn't know what it was.
I would 100% know that that was Cyndi Lauper and that was Freddie Mercury.
Funko Pop is a lie. It's a travesty. It's sucked you in. It's taken your money. It is wrong, wrong, I tell you.
Funko off.
That was pretty good.
I know. You don't think that looks like ZZ Top?
No.
Like they got beards?
Oh my God. Man. Even if it does, it's
my, still my favorite
it's
story.
Stupid.
My favorite story is I have a Roger Daltrey Simpsons figure and I ask you who it was and you said Bette Midler.
See?
Do you think that, Carrie, do you think that looks like Bette Midler? Kind of, right? A little bit. It kind of does. Except he's dressed as a man. All right. Back to your playlist, honey.
Oh, is it my turn? Okay.
Yeah, that's how it works back and forth.
So this is a song that I felt guilty putting on the list because I played it already on this podcast in 2015. And I don't want to be that person that plays the same songs. But I love this song. I love it. And like I said, a lot of the breakup songs I picked are about choosing to do it, deciding to do it. And this is by Lyle Lovett. And clearly he's watching somebody leave him. And it's beautiful. It's called She's Already Made Up Her Mind.
And it's Julia Roberts. Did he write this after they broke up?
I don't know if it's Julia Roberts.
Right.
No. This was before Julia Roberts. I think this was the thing that made her love him.
No, you didn't give me a cue point for this. Does it start from the top?
From the top.
All right. Do you want to say take it from the top, Pat?
Take it from the top, Pat.
Calm down. We saw Lyle Lovett together.
We did.
He didn't start singing yet. This is what DJs do. They ramp it up.
Oh, okay.
She said something about going home. She said something about needing to spend some time alone. And she wondered out loud what it was she had to find. But she'd already made up her mind.
It makes you want to go to the beach.
Thank you.
All my friends.
Oh, get in the convertible, put the top down.
It's so beautiful, Carrie. Carrie, isn't that beautiful?
We can't go, women can't gang up in this.
Have
episode.
You ever heard that, Carrie? No, she hasn't.
No. Oh, Carrie, you should listen to that.
The whole album is amazing. Amazing. And it's just...
It's on the shelf here somewhere, Carrie. You can find it. Joshua Judges Ruth.
Yeah. It's so good.
Yeah. You can find it used. Like, a lot of his CDs are easily to find used. I mean, that doesn't say anything to the quality of his music. It's just a fact. It's just a fact.
It's a fact, Jack. Hit the road, Jack.
Hit the road, fact, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to say. Oh, so yesterday, you came to visit me at work.
I did.
And it was so funny because the kid I was working with, Harrison, he's 18 and he's dating a girl for a while. And he's asking me about relationships and he was asking me all about you. And I'm telling him all about you. And all of a sudden, I manifested you. You were there in the aisle. You were just right there.
You're like, where are the frozen peas?
I'm looking for something healthy to have with my wine. And then later my friend Tammy said, your wife was in and she was looking all beautiful.
Aww.
And I said, she better not come in here looking anything but stellar.
I do not go into your Trader Joe's without lipstick on. I will admit, there is no way I'm going in looking
dowdy.
I
know. Yesterday you came in, it was all over your teeth. But you had it on.
Shut up.
Wasn't on your teeth. All right. Here's my next one, because we were talking about this gentleman and his Funko Pop image that you hate, but this song's great. Dedicate that to Sean McKnight.
He's your best
my
friend.
My best friend in second grade.
Oh, but that's sweet. That's very sweet. I love that. Carrie's crying.
Carrie's crying. Oh, no.
Oh, you made Carrie cry.
Awesome. It's easy. The other day, I punched her in the arm really hard.
Oh.
And she cried, so it's not hard.
Oh, That is very sweet, honey.
You're welcome.
You're my best friend too.
Am I? What about your best friend who's you're not married to? Who would that be? Do you have one?
That really depends on my mood.
It really does. You're right. I agree with you. I always say 100% it's Sean McKnight. He's been right. my friend since second grade.
Right. But
I was in his wedding. He was in my wedding. We're godparents to his daughter, blah, blah, blah.
But yeah, it's sort of like whoever I'm feeling like hanging out with, that's my best friend right now.
Yeah, that's how women are. Guys are more solid.
No. Girls are great with friends and stuff. I'm just a little fickle.
So you're putting it on you?
Yeah. It's just me.
I don't think you're fickle.
A little bit.
Oh, you're doing Des? Are you De Niro? I know you're going to break that out tonight.
There are certain things, because we've been together for so long, that I say that's a you thing that has just become part of how I talk now, like a little bit. Like, I would never say that, you know?
Why not?
But I say it. That's what being married for a long time is about.
A little bit. All right. It's your turn again.
Really? This is going very quickly, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you were the one a couple minutes ago. Why so much talking? Now the podcast is going to be like 4 minutes long.
I always have to play one from like the music era that I think affected me the most. And I think that was the 90s because I was in my 20s. And you know what I mean? Like
the angry young female period.
Right, exactly. So this is Fiona Apple. And this is Criminal because this is... When I listened to it again, I was like, oh, she wants to get back with the person that she did bad, but she knows she kind of screwed it up.
Yeah.
So it's that moment where you're like, I really acted out. Can I get back with this person? I don't know. So that's what it is.
You think Fiona Apple's kind of crazy, though?
Yeah. Like
kind of a hot mess crazy.
Hot crazy, yeah.
Yeah. Let's play the song. It's called Criminal.
Okay.
There you go.
There you go.
That's the line.
That's the line because she's saying, I did these things and it felt good, but the person who really loved me is that guy. And
yep.
I just messed it up.
Yep. Let's play something lighter after that.
Okay. Christ. Go for it. Go for it.
How does Fiona Apple make money?
Oh, gosh. But we always hear her like she's always doing TV theme songs. She's always
curious.
At Largo. She's always performing.
I know, but
she's not making
a living wage playing at Largo.
Well, she's probably.
But she doesn't tour. She doesn't release a lot of albums.
Look, Rita knows Fiona Apple. Her music is still, people are still listening to her music.
Right.
So
I'm asking about how she makes money.
Right. Well, when people listen to
her
music.
You're not making anything on streams, and our kids don't buy music. They're
Spotify?
Nothing. The artists make nothing on Spotify. That's why this podcast isn't on Spotify. They rip off the artists.
Is that true?
It's true.
There isn't any way they've got to license the music to begin with.
It's true.
No.
It's true.
Because even Taylor Swift's on Spotify now. So
Taylor Swift doesn't need to make money. Fiona Apple needs to make money.
She was the one. She wouldn't be on it because of it. I think they've changed.
Well, now
all
she
that.
Just went. Look, Fiona.
I'm going to ask Carrie. You know why? Carrie's actually good with money. Carrie, do you know how people make money on Spotify? Do you know if they license them or? I don't think they make
a lot. There you go.
But she said a lot.
In case you didn't hear it, she said, "I don't think they make a lot."
But I think they make something.
Yeah, but something is maybe not a living wage for Fiona Apple.
I think this is something you should research as a music guy.
I've researched it enough to keep telling you they don't make a lot, but you refuse to accept it.
No, you said they don't make anything.
They make, it's pennies on the dollar, pennies. like a million streams and they get $1,000.
You always were such an iTunes guy. You were such an Apple Music guy, right? Yeah. You still are.
Yeah, but I buy the music.
Right. Well, how much do you think the artists get on that?
Today I bought these three songs. They were $1.29 each. I think they get a lot more than the streaming on Spotify.
You know, one of your fans is gonna write you and explain the whole thing.
No, please do. And don't say fan, say listener.
Listeners, could you please educate both of us, because clearly we know nothing.
I hate the word fan.
Okay.
I don't like it.
Okay. Don't be a fan. Be a listener. Just,
yeah. I don't know why that bothers me, the word fan.
I hear you, because it sounds adoring, and that your listeners are listeners.
Yeah.
They engage.
Right.
They're part
right.
of the experience. They're not, right. They don't mm-hmm. sit there just, adoring you.
No, and then they become friends.
Right, exactly. And then they stay in the apartment, you hold them hostage and make them be on the podcast.
That's right. They're hostages. Mm-hmm. They're not fans, they're hostages.
That's right. Let's start saying the truth.
This is a song that this is the first 45 RPM vinyl single I ever purchased.
Oh.
And after this song, I was just a lifelong fan of this artist. You and I have seen this artist together, maybe twice, definitely once. Definitely we've seen this artist. And I just love the vibe of this song. I love everything about it. And this is something. And you have a great smile.
Aww.
It lights up a closet and or a room. And this is James Taylor.
Oh.
This is James Taylor.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself, because I love you. Yes, I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it will grow stronger every day. Oh, how much longer? I thought I was in love a couple of times before.
Now, I find it funny that this song, the lyrics are like, a man like me, I thought I was in love a couple of times before. And I'm listening to this, I'm 13 when I'm in my bedroom probably singing along with this song. But I'm not really contemplating the lyrics.
Right.
I'm just, it's upbeat, your smiling face, I can get behind all that. So
do you think this was
go.
About Carly Simon, because she has that really big smile?
Well, that's my go-to look.
Yeah,
you love. A pointy nose.
A pointy nose and big teeth, thank God.
Big teeth. Pointy nose, big teeth.
Thank God, because I lucked out with that being your type.
You lucked out. You lucked out.
Well, I don't think a pointy nose and big teeth is something that a lot of guys are like, yeah, that's hot.
So, I like a woman on crutches. I like ear hair. These are the things I like. Carly Simon. Man, I wish I could get her on the show. I can't make it happen.
Oh.
I don't know if...
She's very shy in real life, right?
Yeah, she'd be sitting in her own house.
But she probably doesn't do any podcasts. It's probably not
I know.
Thing.
That's why I want her to do it.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
I have her I have her home address.
Are you going to stalk her like you did with Pat Benatar?
I mightn't. I might send her a letter, though. I should send her a letter?
I don't know.
Why? I'm signing my name to it.
Letters seem so weird in 2024.
She can then go. She can go see that I'm that she can look me up then and go, oh, this guy's legit. She's 80 years old.
She's 80?
She's 80. She's born in 1943.
I can't like envision her as anything except like
right.
with a policeman's hat on and the whole thing. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. But she's 80 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. Everyone gets older.
Wow.
Everyone ages.
Yes. It's happening but, as we speak. To
yeah,
us.
That's the that would be the that's one of the dreams. And Carole King too.
Sure. You've reached out to Carole King.
I have her daughter's email address.
There you go. She,
very nice, but always tells me the same thing. Yeah. Carol's not really doing any interviews.
Well, look.
And then I say, why not?
If I was 80 and the queen of everything, I wouldn't do it either. I'd be like, what do I gain from talking to anybody? Let everybody just have this wonderful vision of me in their head. I'm not going to go and like get on somebody's podcast. I'm just going to sit on my throne and I'm going to enjoy my later years and be the queen.
Let's hope those two women are nicer than you, because I want to have them on my podcast. All right. It's back to you. This is song number 5.
Yeah.
5 of 7.
Yeah.
So I didn't say pick 10 or 15 because I didn't want it to be too daunting. I wanted it to be fun.
It is fun. It's always been fun.
All right.
I'm never daunted.
All right.
I swear.
Is that a phrase? I'm not daunted.
I am not daunted. Sir.
What are you, Game of Thrones right now?
Sir.
Sir.
Not daunted.
The daunting
I am.
Of Pilar. It's a book.
How dare you daunt me? I shall not daunt easily.
Don't daunt. I dare you to don't daunt, dear.
My next song.
Which I had to purchase, $1.29.
Oh, this was one you have to purchase.
This is one I had to purchase, and hopefully his estate will get this money.
This is by Nat King Cole.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a classic. It's Don't Get Around Much Anymore.
I should look up why they called him Nat King Cole. Is it like Old King Cole?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Like, did they call him King? Like, it's in quotes. So
yeah.
Did friends
like
call
old
him?
Old King Cole, so it's like Nat King Cole, yeah.
But do you think his friends just called him King?
No, I don't think so.
There's the King. No?
It's in know.
Quotes, like a nickname though, right?
I don't know.
It's like Weird Al Yankovic. All right. Don't Get Around Much Anymore.
Okay.
I always say whenever a Nat King Cole song is played that this gentleman needs a biopic.
Well, yeah. Why don't you get his daughter on the show?
Natalie Cole?
Why don't you get Natalie Cole on the show?
I think she's not with us anymore.
Sure.
So I'll try. I'll reach out.
Oh, no.
When I say my prayers tonight.
Oh, my God. But let me check. Like such an idiot.
I'm going to check.
Wait,
I could be wrong.
Wait. I didn't know that.
I'll check. Carrie, you're going to look it up?
Wait.
What?
Oh, no. I feel so bad.
You know who doesn't get around much anymore? Natalie Cole. Definitely not doing podcast. Are you looking it up?
That's terrible.
I could be wrong.
No, I bet she passed. Oh, my God. I feel terrible. I'll play it,
then I'll tell you. No, okay. I'm waiting for you.
Oh.
All right, I'll play it, and then we'll come back to Carrie.
All right.
Why don't you get Bing Crosby?
Missed the Saturday dance. Heard they crowded the floor. Couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit the club. Got as far as the door.
After hearing that, I wish Hit the Road Jack was a better version. I feel like I picked a bum version of that.
I think you did too.
Yeah, sorry about that. Should I edit a good version in?
Nah, that's okay. Everybody will understand. They won't know what we're talking about if you edit a good version.
That's true. Now, don't feel bad. Natalie Cole's only been gone for 9 years.
Nine years?
Don't worry.
I feel really bad.
2015.
I missed that one.
Let's find out what she died of, because that's uplifting.
No, don't do that.
Hold on. Health and death.
She actually covered this song as well.
Okay.
But I still like Nat King Cole's version better.
I actually didn't think you were a fan of Natalie Cole.
No. I guess I've grown to be a fan over the years, but I guess I like, I don't know. The whole unforgettable thing where she was like singing with her dead dad and stuff sort of creeped me out.
It's a little creepy.
Yeah.
What were her big hits though? I'm looking them up.
Well, Unforgettable was, you know.
Pink Cadillac.
Pink Cadillac was great.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Thank you, Bruce Springsteen, who was at the We Are a World. We Are the World. I can't talk. It happens every show when I get to the point where I can't talk.
I do too on my podcast. It's the same thing. Although that actually happens from the minute I introduce myself.
You're still nervous when you podcast.
I am still nervous when I podcast.
I don't know
why
that is.
I'm not on yours. Because you're the guest. Because
you have nothing. You just show up and talk.
Right.
If you're on someone else's podcast, you're not nervous.
But I have done more podcasts than you. My show is 17.
This is
going on 17 years old. It has.
I tried to catch up over COVID. I tried to catch up.
50 episodes, and I'm still nervous.
You're 100 episodes ahead of me.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're ground floor of your ground floor of screenwriting podcasts.
A screenwriting podcast, for sure. Yes.
No one can take it away from you.
They can't.
All right. Well, they can try.
There's, something about just being older. Like,
They can try to take it away from her.
You have all that past.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. All right. This is a song I know you like. And I like it too. And it's the first one I thought of. So here it is.
That on the mixtape one we did for Last Valentine's.
Yeah, it's just one. Look, when people ask me, do you and Pilar have a song? I always say it's Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train. I go, oh yeah, Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne. And sometimes I won't tell them that I'm joking. I'll just leave it.
But it's very sweet that you've played this for me before. I love that. It's very sweet. It's a great song.
Thank you. Thank you, Pilar.
Back to breaking up.
Yes. Did Carrie cry again? Look over.
Is she crying?
No.
No, she's doing okay.
She made a heart with her hand like Taylor Swift does.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
That's so sweet. Have you ever made the heart with your hand and you're like on FaceTime or on Zoom or something like that? And then like the little fluttery hearts come. Have you done that?
No.
It's crazy. So I was like FaceTiming with Ezra, and I made the little heart, and poop, 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 it went.
That's weird.
Butterflies. Oh, it was me and Rita. I'm sorry, when Rita was in New York.
Okay.
And then you can do all kinds of things, like a thumbs up, and then like the thumb will like float in the air and stuff.
Rita's been mad at me before, and she's done this.
she breaks the heart in half and gives me a mean look. That's me. That's rough. I'm sorry, dude. Wow.
It's so funny when she does it, because you know when she gets mad.
Yes.
Like, she's just mad for no reason.
But one thing I love about Rita, among all the things I love about
Rita. She's not here. She's out tonight.
Is that she's one of those kids that, or grown-ups, I should say, that will get really mad at you, and then, like, 5 minutes later, I'll be like, hey, Dad. Hey, Mom. Like, she just kind
of gets too.
Over it. Yeah, exactly. And I've kind of realized, like, don't hold the grudge, because she never will, you know? Now,
you just called it, you said kid, and then you said grown up, and you're talking about the person that I cleaned 4 dirty glasses, a dirty plate, and 2 dirty bowls, and you're going to think that I'm saying this to be funny. A half a bag of Funyuns out of her room today. I raise my hand to dog that,
you
that
know, we,
she, that's
we,
what she had in her room.
We know for a fact that she is not doing drugs. She is not a stoner.
She's doing Funyuns.
She just eats like a stoner. It's kind of funny. It really is. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Funyuns in the bedroom. All right. Next song.
Next song is a very dark song.
Oh, I should have this person on my podcast.
Stop. Stop. I know that she's dead.
Oh, really?
Gosh.
No. We'll look it up.
I pick a lot of dead people, don't I?
I know. Let me see how many dead people are here. Ray Charles, Lyle Lovett.
Lyle Lovett's not dead. Shut up. Lovett is not dead.
He's not.
Okay. Amy Winehouse. This is Back to Black. And this is definitely a post-breakup I'm unhappy song.
Have I heard this song before?
Of course you have.
Have I?
You must have. It was a huge hit.
It was a huge hit? Okay. I mean, I know Back in Black.
Oh my God.
But I don't know Back to Black.
It's a great song.
All right, here we go.
But I don't know where I started it. Oh yeah, I see where I started it. So hopefully I got like the essence of it. Okay. Wait a minute. Did you start it where I asked you to start it?
When did you tell me to start it?
I keep
told me to start it at 1 minute and 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I started it.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you back up a little bit then?
Because like to the beginning?
I don't know. Just
all right, hold on, because like I have to change. I have to change the time code. A
couple seconds or something.
To change the time code. It's a big hassle.
I'm sorry. It's just like it started a really weird place and it doesn't do it.
That's not my fault.
I'm going to go with
what you give me. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to start at the beginning and then I can like drag up to where you think is the right part. Here we go. Should I skip ahead?
No.
All right. Okay, right here.
With his same old safe bed. Me and my head high and my tears dry. Get on without my guy. You went back.
Yeah, we'll probably end up playing too much of the song.
You want to tell me the essence of the song?
The essence of the song is what you kind of cut into was she then it goes into the chorus where she says, you know, I died 100 times and I go back to black because he left her for his ex and here she is again and she goes back to black. But it's got like it's a great melody and it's so like, you know,
do you want me to let me turn it up a little bit?
No, because you know you'll play too much of the song.
Perfect.
You go back to her and I go back to
Okay. She would have definitely, had she not passed away, she would have definitely sung a James Bond theme.
Absolutely.
100%.
She was brilliant. I think that's why this is, look, anybody's loss of a young person is tragic, right?
But yeah.
She managed to kind of bring back the sound of a whole generation before her. And then what you're hearing now with a lot of indie pop women, you know, is capturing her essence, capturing that essence. You know, she was just so influential and she was around for such a short time. Such an incredible person. And this video is creepy because...
I'll have to watch it.
Well, the whole video is her leading a funeral procession.
Oh, boy.
Going to a grave, digging the grave. And it's just like, oh, girl, what did you know? Yeah. You know?
She even wore her hair old-timey, like up in like a beehive.
Yeah, she was very influenced clearly by a certain sound and she just captured it. I don't know. Carrie, are you a fan?
Love it.
Yeah?
All right.
Yeah.
Let's get serious, though, for a second.
Okay.
She's in the 27 Club. She died at 27, like Kurt Cobain, Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison, Jimi Hendrix.
I didn't know that.
Who dropped the ball on this? The girl has a song called Rehab.
Right.
Okay. She's putting it out there.
Yeah.
Who dropped the ball on this? I know you can't make someone get clean, but she's surrounded by a team of people. She's surrounded by a record label, management, all making money from her, all pushing her to do appearances and record and blah, 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 blah. But who dropped the ball on looking out for this kid?
Well, okay. I mean, I think that song Rehab says it all because clearly everybody was saying you needed to do it. And she is an addict saying, I can't. And there is a documentary that is supposed to be excellent.
Now, I don't think I can watch that.
Well, here's the thing is I watched it over the shoulder of somebody on a plane. Like, have you ever done that? You know, like,
I've watched 2-hour movies over the shoulder of someone on a plane.
Right. Like you're like,
with no sound.
Right. Exactly. And I was like, so fascinated. Like why I didn't just plug in and like actually start watching it. I don't know. I thought I was doing something else, but I kept getting drawn back to this doc. And what I saw was, they took her lyrics and they kept showing the lyrics and they kept saying what was going on in her life. And they showed what a vibrant young person she was and what she became. And it's really about what addiction does to you. I don't think anybody can control somebody who's an addict. It's
You can't control them, but I mean,
it's impossible.
I don't think it's impossible. That's a defeatist attitude.
I couldn't even get you to admit your addiction to coffee bean today. It was a difficult conversation.
And then when I said I was going to go to rehab in February, you go, you can't stop cold turkey.
Right. Well, you know, all or nothing. I knew you'd go bouncing right back.
I said, I can kick it, man.
No.
I can do it. I can kick it.
I don't know. Pat just got out the whiskey and is now swigging from the bottle. What kind is that? What is that?
I poured one out for Amy Winehouse.
There you go. Which one is that? The Heaven's Door.
This is the Heaven's Door, the Bob Dylan that you bought me. This was a big surprise because this is not an inexpensive bottle of whiskey.
You're worth it.
It's an expensive bottle. No, and it's so wild. I tell it all the time. But here, look, when I tell stories over and over, it's because it's for the people that haven't listened to all 71 episodes. So they might not have heard the story.
There's so but many.
All of the ads for this whiskey, the photos were taken in Pilar's sister's house.
Yes, my stepsister's house.
So that picture of Bob Dylan right there. Yeah, because Pilar's brother-in-law, I won't say his name because he's very secretive about his Bob Dylan relationship. He was Bob Dylan's tour manager in the 70s. Mm-hmm. So they have a relationship. So when they needed to take photos in a library or in a bar setting or whatever, they're like, oh, we can go over to Blank's house.
Because they have a full bar in their house because their house is kind of magical and has all
it
these
is.
Special rooms. Yeah. And
now the picture I'm looking at, he's sitting in a leather chair and there's bookshelves behind him with a bunch of books. One of the bookshelves in this house, you push it open and there's a bathroom behind it. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's all these secret things in the house. It's pretty amazing.
It is.
But this is really good whiskey.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad.
Yeah. You can see how much I've drank. I think you got this for me like 2 years ago, easily.
No.
Oh, absolutely you did.
2 years.
Absolutely you did.
Really?
Yeah.
Time is going too quickly.
I don't drink a lot of alcohol.
Oh, man. Wow.
All right. Rock and peace, Amy Winehouse.
Rock and peace, Amy.
And shame on anyone who didn't help her. You dropped the ball. It's your fault.
It is not your fault.
I hope you don't sleep well at night.
That's horrible.
Look.
No.
Come on.
You've been friends with addicts. Stuff happens.
What? No. Who do I know that's an addict?
I don't know. I think.
Why are you motioning to Carrie? She just has a little wine every night. What?
Oh, God.
All right. This is one of my favorite singers. He's a friend of the show. He's been on the show twice. I've seen him many, many times. And he did a cover of a Van Morrison song that I really love. And I actually suggested it to my best friend, Sean McKnight, and his wife. I'm like, here's a song that you could, because they were trying to find a song to use as their first dance. Mm-hmm. And I said, check this one out. And then they used it.
Wow.
So this is John Waite with his version of Someone Like You.
I've been searching for a long time for someone exactly like you.
With the pointy nose and the big teeth.
I've been traveling all around the world waiting for you. Come through. Someone like you could make it all worthwhile. Someone like you to keep me satisfied. Someone exactly like you.
That's a very sweet
just
song.
Like you.
Yeah, I like
you put
that song.
It on your first mixtape to me.
I did. A mixtape full of power ballads, which Pilar couldn't dislike
it was
more.
So sweet, and it was on Valentine's Day, our very first Valentine's Day, which would have been 1995.
Let me see.
Or 1996.
That song came out in 95, so.
Yeah, we met in 95.
So and, our first Valentine's Day would be 96.
I probably have talked about it before, but I woke up and there was a coffee maker.
Mm-hmm.
And
so what kind of coffee maker was back then? It wasn't a Keurig. No, they didn't exist.
You would get that like.
There was like Coffee Club of America. Yeah, you could get like a free coffee pot.
Right. So it had a coffee maker. It had coffee. It had some chocolates. It had a whole bunch of stuff, yeah. And it had a mixtape.
Oh, Rita's calling you.
Oh, Rita's calling.
Let's take this phone. Put her on speaker.
No, I'm not going to.
Put her on speaker.
Okay.
Come on.
Hey, honey.
Hi. Can you come get me some coffee?
No.
Nope, nope. Pat's just.
We're podcasting, honey, and we put you on speaker.
Yes, hi, honey. Can I come get you, Kylie's?
Oh, you put me on speaker?
Yeah.
Hi, podcast. Welcome back to the Rock Solid Podcast, where I just speak for 2 hours straight and try to be funny. Do I succeed? I guess we'll have to find out.
Very good.
Very nice. She knows me.
Ooh, oh my gosh! All burn.
Right. We'll.
Okay, yes, we're wrapping up soon, and you got to give us at least like 15 or 20 minutes more, and I'll give me like a half an hour, okay?
Borscht.
Okay.
Okay, love you.
Bye.
Bye, love you.
Yeah, we've been drinking. We can just send Carrie over together.
Oh, yeah. She's been drinking. She's been drinking.
Yeah.
No, I'm fine.
See, our kid's funny.
She is funny.
She's really funny.
She's very funny. She takes after you. With that one.
At work, people are always saying, they're like, I can't believe the way you two interact. They go, I've never seen any father-daughter, father-son, mother-son. Because, like, she'll just make fun of me, and then I'll just come right back. And we both burned each other, mm-hmm. and then we just go on our way. It's not mean-spirited. It's just fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we know our coworkers are a built-in audience. So we're just trying to make them laugh.
Right.
It's like a father-daughter comedy team at times.
It definitely is.
But yeah, it's fun. Yeah, she's funny. All right.
When the two of you are in the car talking about Trader Joe's and stuff, it's like two teenage girls. I have to be honest with you.
It is.
Because it's like, okay, what's the tea? Okay, well, the tea is so-and-so. Oh, really? Is that the tea? Well, I have tea.
Do you remember our first 3 months working? We would come home every night, and then her and I would powwow in the kitchen for like an hour.
I know. It was crazy.
We were like, what's going on? But at the same time, you were like, this is pretty nice.
Yeah, it was cute. I love that you both enjoy your jobs, which is good.
All right. Coming up, this is your last song.
Oh, so, you know, one really cool thing about being with you is you have made me appreciate things that I kind of skipped over and didn't really, like, I had a judgment on, and then I, you know, and like, you did that with movies, right? You made me like a better screenwriting teacher because of the sort of popcorn movies that you loved and made me appreciate, right? It really, really made me better at my job. And then with some music that I kind of like discounted because I wasn't really paying attention at the mm-hmm. time or whatever. You know, I when you have this podcast or you play certain things, I like listen in a different way. And Elton John was one of those artists. And we went and saw Elton John together and stuff. And like, as a writer, you know, as a storyteller, you just can't beat Elton John. But
the lyrics come from Bernie Taupin.
Oh, right. Duh. You're right. Sorry. So Elton John and Bernie Taupin.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
Duh. So I started playing piano and I started, well, if you can call it playing the piano.
You play piano.
But I started to play Goodbye Yellow Brick Road and I was like, oh, wow, this is a story of somebody who is saying, you're only with me because I'm your arm candy.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really love me. You're trying to show me off. And I don't know, every time I play it, it just sort of hits me. And then I heard Sarah Bareilles' cover of it.
I've never heard it before, and I did not listen today. I just queued it up because I wanted to be surprised.
Listen, here we go.
I heard she can sing.
Sarah Bareilles covering Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
This is a live version.
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. Had to buy it.
Sorry.
When are you gonna come down? When are you going to land? I should have stayed on the farm. Should have listened to my old man.
sign up with you. I'm not a present for your friends to open. This boy's too young to be singing the blues.
Little pitchy dog.
Oh, she is not.
I'm kidding.
Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing. Yeah. It's so stripped down.
It is. It is. I wonder if Rita's heard this version.
She probably hasn't. And then when we recommend that she does, she'll never listen.
She'll never listen.
She'll
but then
find
a friend
it on her
yeah,
own.
She'll find it. Exactly. Yeah.
My friend said this and
she,
I did it.
She found Girls yesterday, the show Girls. And I've been telling her about Girls for a long time.
Why?
She's like,
there's
have
so
you
much
seen
sex and grossness in it.
Look, you know, I mean, it's about women in their 20s who live in New York. She's
I
about,
don't
she's
want
all,
her to be that kind of a woman in her 20s.
She's not going to be that kind of a woman, honey. Of course. She's perfect. Don't worry about it.
She's but a teenager. She's not a woman yet. She's in her teens. Oh, she's still a teenager.
She's going to be 20 this year.
But she's not right now. She's a teenager.
Anyway, I think eventually she might come to hear this. It's beautiful. Now, we've talked a lot about Rita on this podcast, and I want to give an absolute shout out to Ezra.
They're not going to listen to this.
Yeah, but I just like, we talk about Rita a lot because she's in our life
well,
right
yeah,
now. Well,
yeah, because she's still here. We haven't gotten rid of her.
But I miss Ezra, and I think about them every day.
Yep.
And Ezra, like, Ezra had a certain taste of music that they turned me on to sort of, you know,
oh, yeah.
indie female mm-hmm. artists. They were listening, you know, they were sort of on the cusp of something when they were listening. And yeah, they have great taste and I miss them very much. And I just want to mention them.
Oh, you're the only one that can miss them?
Well, I just feel bad that we mentioned Rita and we didn't
mention
Ezra.
Well, because Rita called and Rita still lives here. So it's obvious that we might talk about Rita just a tad more. She's still in our kitchen.
I know.
I cleaned her room. No, Ezra and I text every day, almost every day. We send each other cat videos. And they made me the most excellent Fila calendar this year. This is the third year or fourth year in a row they've made me a Fila calendar. Now I've just come to expect it. Like when they give me the present at Christmas, I'm like, that better be a Fila calendar. But this year they incorporated Fila into all of these album covers that, and some of them are my favorite album covers. And just seamlessly, it's so amazing. And, you know, the first of the year I post these on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and I can't wait for everyone to see. I can't wait to share these images with everyone. The first month, they did Hot Space, Queen Hot Space, and Fila is in each one of the squares. You're actually using a Hot Space coaster right
now.
Oh,
right.
I am. Using the Roger Taylor.
Yes.
So it's amazing. And it literally, I told them, it's maybe the best gift I ever got.
It is so cool.
It might be the best gift. And like, I don't like saying that because Rita got me a sweater. So I don't like, you know, I don't want to, you know, Rita was thoughtful enough to go out and buy me a, what was it, 60%
hey,
off?
Hey, Rita showed up at your in-laws and Ezra did not, nor did you, but that's for another podcast.
I had COVID.
Uh-huh.
And Ezra's afraid of COVID. But anyway, so yeah, we have a different way to communicate with both the children. And if Ezra was here, we would be talking about Ezra more. But
yes,
Rita's still here.
It's a great
We talk about Carrie more than Rita because Carrie's here right now. So that's how it goes.
And yeah, there's that hostage problem. So yeah.
So I kind of jumped springboarded off of your last song.
Okay.
And I picked an Elton John song.
Oh.
And I'm pretty sure that when I was in like grade school, we had to write a card or like a poem for our mom. And I'm pretty sure I just wrote these lyrics.
So wait a minute.
As if they were mine.
The love song on our Valentine's special is one that you also used for your mom. Is this what I'm hearing?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
You know what? This song, I know that I wrote this like in a card from my mom as if they were my words. And my mom wouldn't know.
She wouldn't know.
All right, here it is. Do you know it?
This one's for you.
It's a little bit funny.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
No.
This feeling.
The wine is kicked in. You're not driving.
I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big
house. And I forget which lines I use, but it wasn't these lines.
Both could live.
I'm not buying a house in fifth grade.
If I was a sculptor, but then again, no. Or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you.
I think I just used the chorus. I hope you don't mind if I put down in words
and you
how wonderful life is
with you in the world. I think I stole that part.
This is your song.
As a fifth or sixth grader.
It may be quite simple.
All right. You know, I want to watch that Rocket Man movie again. I love that movie so much.
Did you?
I really liked the way they did it. I wasn't expecting that. When we went, I thought it was just going to be a straight up biopic.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were going to be breaking into song, and it was going to be what was I going to say? Like fantasy sequences. And I loved when he walked into rehab in that devil costume. And as the movie went on, the devil costume kind of broke off. I mean, I thought that kid was great in that movie.
He was very good.
And he did his own singing, which yes. is what you always complained about the Queen movie, is that he was lip syncing.
He was lip syncing.
But no one can sing like Freddie.
Right. No, here's the thing though. He was up for Best Actor.
Yes.
He won, didn't he?
But that was for the acting parts, not for the singing.
Acting was really going on that didn't involve the singing.
He embodied Freddie, the way he would hold his body and the way he would.
Dude, his teeth are like that anyway. I'm sorry.
He has big teeth, but he had anything. A thing.
He just. I'm sorry.
Look, that's people don't, a lot of people don't like that movie because the timeline's effed up and all kinds of stuff. But the Rocket Man movie, I was very impressed with.
Have you done a podcast that's only about movie biopics of rockers?
We haven't done that, but like we did a biopic of Bohemian Rhapsody because me, Kyle, and David Gutierrez went and saw the movie mm-hmm. and then came straight to the house. And recorded, or straight to the office, wherever we were at that time, and recorded a podcast about it.
You know, maybe I should have you on my podcast talking about this.
I'm not doing your podcast. I'm trying to catch up. Why would I give you another episode?
I need a guest this week. Come on. Think about it. It'd be fun. Because there's such a natural structure with a rocker biopic. Oh, come on. There's a natural structure. It's
yes.
Right?
Always. Yeah, I know the you structure. Know exactly it's the same structure that follows Behind the Music. It's the same.
Always, 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 right?
Always.
They come from nothing. They, you know, find their sound.
I'll do it.
They get to a certain kind of success. Mm-hmm. Then addiction or, just, you know, a car crash comes in. And then they start to crash. And then when they hit bottom, mm-hmm. That's when they see sort of the truth behind why they started creating to begin with. And then that's how they find their happy ending is a balance between what they were and what they became.
And the movie always ends with redemption.
Exactly. Right? Because they found why they wanted to play music to begin with.
They saw the light at the end of the tunnel and they got to it.
Exactly.
Carol Ann, don't go into the light. All right, that's it.
That's it.
I have a play out song, but before we do that, we should promote. Where can we find you?
Well, if you want to write a rock biopic or any other kind of screenplay or teleplay, just go to onthepage.tv and there are Zoom classes that you can jump into. If you've missed one, they're also recorded. And the podcast that we were referring to is called On the Page. So everything's onthepage.tv and you can find the podcast, the books, the the classes there, and I would love to work with you.
And can we give away three copies of the Coffee Breaks Screenwriter Breaks the Rules in conjunction with this episode? Can we give away three of those?
Yeah, definitely.
Will you sign those?
Yeah, sure. So there's on the there's the Coffee Break Screenwriter, which is sort of a book, you know, on screenwriting.
And a book.
And then there's like a little thin book that I wrote.
That's a pamphlet,
afterwards. That's just a little follow-up about all those rules that screenwriters think that they have to follow. Right. Why everybody told them they had to follow them, why they can be useful, but why breaking them can also be useful, and how to break them without breaking bad.
And that would be something that you would find under your on your car windshield when you come out from shopping.
My,
and then you would,
my pamphlet book.
Yes, and you would just throw that in the trash.
The Coffee Break Screenwriter Breaks the
That's
rules.
The one we'll give away.
It is definitely something that you could just read in one toilet sitting, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, but you'll like it. It's a very it's comprehensive.
It's fun. Like,
yeah,
it's fun. Pat actually read that one because so short.
Yeah, it was like graphic novel length, which is what I like.
It would be fun.
There were no pictures either. That's pretty good for me.
I'd like to turn that into a graphic novel, actually. That would be fun.
Well, your brother is an artist.
That's true.
He could do all the panels.
All right. I'll talk to him.
All right.
Okay.
But you didn't tell us where we could find you.
He did. But I'll say it again. So on the page.
Did you?
Yeah. On the page.tv is where everything is. But yeah, if you do want to follow socials, it's always at on the page, IG, and because I say IG instead of Instagram, Twitter until I get brave enough to leave it.
And you, so you're on Instagram, you're on Twitter. And if you just Google On the Page podcast, it'll come right up in Google, like immediately.
Yes.
You can find the podcast.
Yes.
Episodes every Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I act as producer.
Yes, you
post-production.
You do all the downloading and all that stuff for
me. I send you an email every week that says, I need the title and the description.
Why haven't you sent
it to me? And I hate sending that email because I know when you open it, you have great anxiety because you haven't done it yet.
I know.
But I have to send it.
Yeah. That's what a good,
I have to send
that's what a good producer does.
And let me see what, because let's make it about me.
Okay.
Let's see what day, when does my birthday falls on what day this year? My birthday falls on a Thursday. So you got to get me that intro earlier in February so that I.
Are you nagging me about
nagging
something
right
that's
now.
A month away?
Yes, I am. I do not want to. Don't daunt me.
I am ending this on a.
Are you daunting me?
On a sigh.
You can find us at Rock Solid Show on Twitter and Instagram. Lisa Solak is our Instagram queen. She runs the Instagram. You can go to rocksolidpodcast.com. Kyle runs that. And we got to get Kyle back on the show soon. I think we're going to have to do another Kiss Track by Track with Christian Malmeen and Courtney Cronin. I think that has to happen soon. So we'll be doing that. You can go to patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast. I appreciate all of the support I get on Patreon. You guys that have been hanging in there for two or five or whatever dollar amount, I really do appreciate it. Even though I am working a job right now, that really, really helps with prizes and paying for the website and paying for the hosting and all this kind of stuff. So I do appreciate it. And I do try to give back with the videos and the weekly prizes. Look, I don't know how I'm able to get prizes weekly, but it's been happening for years. So, and just when I think I don't have a prize, all of a sudden something comes in the mail and I do have a prize.
The loot pours in. And Pat's like, oh, great. The first thing he always thinks about is Patreon.
Yeah.
Like, he is so excited to give stuff away.
I do. I really want to. And I love free, I say stuff, but really I want to say free shit. Even though I never say shit.
You're so badass,
yeah, I'm
Pat
badass.
Francis.
Man, we get some free shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I love giving away free stuff. And I'm always reaching out to publishers and you know, music people always to try to get free stuff. So to give back to you guys. So that's it. I appreciate it. Patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast. Now, thank you so much, Pilar, for being on the show. I always like when you're on the show, and people always like when you're on the show, when I convince you to be on the show. Carrie, I can see in my peripheral, is shaking her head. She loves it. I know they
thank
like
you, Carrie.
I know they like it. There's people that when they come back on the show, people are like, yes, that person's back on the show. So
even though I thought Elton John wrote the lyrics and that
that's okay. I mean,
Natalie Cole was alive.
Look, The Elton John songs are sung by Elton John, and the albums are called Elton John.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there are lots of people, not who listen to this show, but I'm sure people that aren't really music fanatics, but like Elton John's songs, they might not know that someone writes the lyrics.
I did know it, but I forgot. And
it's
and
okay,
Bernie
though.
Taupin, you should totally have him on your show.
I tried to get him when his book came out, and he was had limited access.
I think you should get in touch with Sean Cassidy, because he and Bernie Taupin, like, Bernie will always like his Instagram stuff.
Okay.
And I think you should say, hey, Sean, can you get Bernie to say yes to my podcast?
I mean, I can ask him if he, you know, I can ask him.
Okay.
And then, you know, Sean Cassidy's not our friend.
Are you sure? In my mind, he's our friend.
In my mind, he's our friend too.
He was my friend when I was 12. Just saying.
Can you believe we had Sean Cassidy on our podcast?
I can't. Oh my God. Okay. Sorry.
He seemed to have fun.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Okay. I have a playout song.
All right.
It's a very important playout song.
Okay.
Because, first of all, on our anniversary, you gave me something with this song.
Can we talk about that? Because
what's happening?
It's probably a little X-rated, whatever I gave you for our anniversary.
Whoa.
Yeah.
No, didn't you give me this record, the thing that's hanging above your piano?
Yes. You said your first anniversary.
No, not first anniversary.
Yeah, you just said first anniversary.
No, I said for our anniversary.
Oh.
For our anniversary.
For our 25th anniversary.
For our 25th, which was September 19th, 1998 is when we were married. I know.
Yes.
So what happened was, at our wedding,
mm-hmm.
at our reception,
mm-hmm.
we picked a Sting song.
Right.
What was it? Someone to Watch Over You?
But it was like it was a Sting song of a classic
song.
And it was kind of a mixture of the two of us, because I liked the Great American Songbook and you liked, you know, classic rock, and we put them together. And
that was the song for our first dance. But it was very hard to dance to.
And it went on forever and ever. It was just so uncomfortable.
Not a good choice.
Yeah,
not a good choice.
Yeah.
But then later in the night, they played the Aerosmith song from the Armageddon soundtrack written by Diane Warren, who I'm trying to get on the show. And it's called I Don't Want to Miss a Thing.
Yes.
That's going to be our playout song. But tell them what you got me.
For our 25th anniversary, I got like a print that had like an album graphic sort of.
Yeah, and then around in a circle,
yes.
It's the lyrics to I Don't Want to Miss a Thing.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Terrific.
It was fun.
Aerosmith's only number one song, and they didn't write it.
Ah, how funny. I didn't know that.
So here it is.
Here it is.
From 1998. We saw this movie together.
Yes, we did.
Armageddon.
Yes.
I bet if I watch it now, it sucks. But when I watched it then, I thought it was fantastic.
I cried.
You cried at Armageddon. A Michael Bay film made you cry.
I did. I could. Oh.
Wow.
I know. Wow. I've changed.
But I love this song. Remember how much I would play this song when it came out?
Oh, yes, I do.
On a loop. On a goddamn loop. Okay. Thank you, Pilar.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Carrie.
I literally thought you would bail after about
really?
4 minutes.
She's stuck there. Hostage.
All right. What? Now this song's not playing.
No.
You know where this song came from, where Diane Warren got the idea for this song?
No.
She either saw Barbara Streisand or James Brolin on a talk show. And James Brolin, I guess, one night told Barbara, I don't want you to fall asleep because I'll miss you.
Oh, now you ruined the whole thing.
And Diane Warren was like, I know, right? But Diane Warren was like, hold the phone. That is something. There's something there. And so that's where the song was born. I could stay awake. Bye, Pilar.
Bye, honey. Just to hear you breathing. Watch you smile while you are sleeping. While you're far away dreaming. I could spend my life. Sweet surrender. I could stay lost in this moment forever. Every moment spent with you is a moment I treasure. I don't wanna miss a thing.
kiss me, you'll see, yeah. Then I kiss your eyes, and thank God we're together. And I just wanna stay with you in this moment forever, forever and ever. I don't wanna close my eyes, I don't wanna fall asleep, cause I miss you, baby, and I don't wanna miss a thing, cause even when I dream of you, the sweetest dream will never do, I still miss you, baby, and I don't wanna miss a thing, and I don't wanna miss one smile, I don't wanna miss one kiss, and I just wanna be with you right here with you.
Talk into the mic real quick for me.
Pat never gets an estimate before he hires people. It is ridiculous.
You know that's going to go at the end of the episode.